we continue? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I do have some good news for the committee in that is that from the 1st of October there will in fact be a female taking over for me on this portfolio. So
we'll wait and see. So you must be leaving.
No, you will definitely see that, Chairperson. And there's many committees that we serve, but we do take our female colleagues with us as far as we can, and we think that you will most probably in the next couple of months see that through most of the committees. The last question, Honourable Chairperson, was about consultants. If members have got time, they can have a look at the report on consultants and the recommendations that the Auditor General has made in that. That's the report that was tabled last year. But when we look at consultants, there's a few things that one needs to take into account. There are some times and some areas in any institution that you might need to use consultants. So we're not saying it's not a good thing to use consultants. There are some times when consultants can be very valuable to any organization. It's however how you manage it. So when you deal with consultants, you need to focus on a few things. First of all, the scope of the consultant's work must be properly defined. Okay. There must be a proper budget. There must be a proper contact. There must be proper timeframes in which the deliverables must take place. There must be capacity building. So if you, for instance, are using consultants to compile your financial statements for you, it shouldn't be automatically that every year you will get consultants to compile your financial statements. Your contract with your consultants and your plan should be that you will build capacity. The consultants must train. It must be in your contract with the consultants as well that there should be skills transfer between the consultants and between your staff. But then very important is you must be able to provide the people that the skills must be transferred to. So there's a responsibility of management to create that environment where the skills transfer can actually take place. So we basically call it skills transfer and capacity building. And also very important is for consultants to be successful, they will need valuable information from management. So if you appoint consultants for instance to compile financial statements, and you cannot provide the consultants with the source documentation to compile those financial statements, then most probably you will find that they will not be successful in putting a set of financial statements on the table that will actually be accurate and complete. And you will see that that those are the things which we also highlight in that report on consultants. So whenever you exercise oversight and you focus on consultants, I think it's important to ask the questions: why is there consultants? Is the scope of their work defined? Is there a proper budget? Do you make sure that they stay within the budget? Do you check the deliverables on a regular basis? Do you monitor the outcomes? Is there a skills transfer program in place? Do you actually make sure that the skills transfer take place? But do you actually provide the individuals to which those skills should be transferred to? Thank you, Chairperson.
Just a follow-up question on what we've just said. How is your working relationship with SALGA? Is it still continuing, because those are the people who are working very closely with the municipalities, and they have 10, you know, seats in the NCOP, which then enables them to do oversight on very constant, you know, ways in the municipalities.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, we are working very closely with SAGA because SAGA is a key role player in assisting municipalities to attain better audit outcomes. So we've, for instance, after the 12-13 audit cycle, between then and the actual release of our general report on the outcomes, we met many times with SAGA where we literally workshopped the key issues, the key root causes, the key recommendations, the key focus areas to enable SAGA to come up with a plan how best to assist municipalities. So that process, and it's a continuous process.
They've not responded to my first question, your capacity within the capacity within HE.
Thank you for reminding me, Honourable Member. I thought I missed one. I think it's part of our strategy. So we make sure that we have the capacity that we can execute our strategy. So currently, until the strategy changes, we make staff available to visit, to do those quarterly visits to the municipalities. Of course, what is important is that, for instance, when we look at the leadership level, it's important that leadership makes the time available to actually meet with us to be able to give them that feedback. So it's important that councillors, ministers, MECs, mayors make themselves available for us to give them the feedback at that level. The previous Auditor General actually also had a whole program which we called door-to-door visits, where he himself actually visited each and every municipality to have those discussions. It might not be going forward to that extent, but at the individual audit team basis, for now, those conversations will continue.
Honourable Grace, it's all over your face. You still have a question mark. You're right. Previously, before interacting with different departments with regard to the annual report, the committee will invite the AG to come and present and give some analysis with regard to their findings. But we had maybe an hour before the actual presentation by the department. To me, it does not serve a good cause, because an hour for us, I think will not be sufficient. It will not be enough. So I think it's up to our portfolio committee and the chair
maybe just to come up with a day or some few hours, even if it's a separate day before the annual actual presentation of the department, just to interact with you with regard to all the issues that have been raised by your office. That's my recommendation, Chair.
And a seconder? Thank you. Be in your notes.
Jefferson, we in the hands of the committee, so if the committee invites us for a morning session, we'll be here. All we ask is if we can just get some advance notice, then how much time the committee needs, we will make that time available.
I also actually think that is a good move, because then we'll actually be moving with in par when it comes to financial matters. Thanks. Yes, I was looking at everybody's face because there might be an afterthought, you know. On behalf of the committee, we're saying thank you very much, young man, but we'll be knocking at your door anytime. Thank you very much. Honourable members, let's look at our agenda. The next item. Mm-hmm. Once again. Consideration and adoption of our minutes. Remember, we've always been running short of time, and can we look at our minutes today? And so that we can actually adopt them. Those will be the minutes of the 8th, the 29th July, 19th August, and 2nd of September. Thank you. I hope people have read through them. Let's start with those on the 8th of July. Honourable Roberts.
Honourable Chair, I propose adoption of the minutes of the 8th.
And a seconder? Bukonum Seger.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, ma'am.
I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Can we then proceed to the next set?
Can I move the minutes?
Move them what?
Or topped.
Be moved. Second. Caught you unaware.
Honourable Chair, in the municipality we moved 2 minutes for adoption.
For adoption,
yes.
That's why it said where to.
Yeah, move it for adoption.
Yeah. No, where to, because he didn't complete the sentence.
Honourable Chair, I propose the adoption of the minutes in this very house and moving nowhere else. Thank you.
I was a bit scared that you might be moving across the wall somewhere else. Seconder? Just pose the question. You've adopted all these minutes. Are there any matters arising, or they are nil? accepted.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Next set. Honorable Bertley.
Oh, thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 2nd September 2014.
I second, Chairperson.
Members, we now actually move into the report. Propose for the adoption of the draft report of the portfolio committee.
No, Chair, I was prepared to propose it unless there's somebody else who'd like to do so. To second the proposal already done by my honourable colleague.
I'm not opposing, but just to rectify your 2014-2015, they've written 2014-154/154.
That sentence
from the first paragraph.
Well done. Yes, Chair, this was also mine is the draft report. My colleague's one is the amended one, and the dates are correct there. Yes. Chairperson, I have a question, but this is entirely off the record. May I ask it? Okay. What do we do about commissioners who sleep right throughout their presentations? There was one gentleman who hardly woke up throughout. I didn't want to deal with it at the time, but since we're in a closed meeting, I just wondered what the protocol was. Thank you.
Chairperson, I wasn't present, but if that was the case, I think it's quite a serious matter. The committee only appears before us every now and then, and I think our work should be taken seriously. Would the chairperson consider maybe writing to the board just to indicate that we had taken note of this incident and we were concerned about it? Because I think it is something that we have to highlight.
What's the other members' view concerning that matter?
Chairperson, I just request the Honourable Member Robinson just to be specific in which meeting, because we had three. It was a joint committee meeting. That was the first one. The second one, it was their presentation on the strategic planning. And the third one, it was their briefing on the quarterly reports. And I must say that in our last meeting, because the second meeting I was not there, in our last meeting we did raise a concern regarding a very big delegation that they can, because we knew that something is going to happen, because they're not talking, all of them. They're not responding to our issues. So some of them will get bored, actually, and it's on the expense of taxpayers' money, because they've paid for these travelings, for the flights, and for the accommodation, so we did raise that matter. Unfortunately, our time was limited. They've not responded to our questions that time because of time constraints. So I'm not quite sure, maybe just to be specific, but I was not there in that meeting.
Madam Chair, I have noticed generally that this particular person nods off all the time. I think he's struggling. But, I'll leave it for now, unless, the suggestion is taken up. But I think we should take notice of this for the future. I can give details. I won't do it now. But, I watch this gentleman particularly. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, because we can actually then deal with them if it occurs again. But as stated, there's no need for those people, and we don't even know where they're coming from before, being ordered to come over here. We don't know. But we will. We will actually bring it up. And I hope it wasn't on a Monday, because if it's on a Monday, then you know how the weekends are for the younger people. That is on a softer note. Is there any further
yes, Chair.
For deliberation?
Yes, Chair. The last time we interacted with the CGE with their quarterly reports, fourth quarter and first quarter, they have not responded to all the questions actually raised by members of Parliament. So they have made a commitment before they left to say they'll respond in writing. I've not gone. Now I see the document from their offices, from my honourable member Chiu, but I've not gone through it. But as I see the responses, to me they're not satisfactory. And other questions that had been raised by other members were not
responded. Which date
responded.
Was that?
Pardon? Final date.
Presidency.
Oh, presidency, 29th July, 2014. The responses to questions raised by the portfolio committees from the CGE. I'm not
Even this side is too big. I order.
Can you see the report?
Okay, that's why. Dolby, can you just give?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members. The responses, Honourable Zaka, that you have talked. No, I just need to clarify those documents, Honourable Zaka. The responses that you are talking about now were requested to them when we met with them during their APP presentation. That's not the quarterly last quarter. They haven't. Well, I'm going to send a letter today to as a follow up to all those responses.
Okay.
Thanks.
So didn't we give them a time frame?
Yeah.
We did, isn't it? If my memory serves me right, I gave them a date, time frame, for their responses. So please, can you then send a letter saying we are the people in waiting?
Chair, I just wanted to find out, is it possible that we could also get those responses? Because I don't think we have received, all of us, the response.
Chairperson, may I make a proposal, possibly? I think one of the failures in the last Parliament was the fact that when we asked departments to send us responses, we gave them timeframes, but we never really followed up. And I would really appreciate, I know you've just asked the Secretary, but if we can keep maybe one document, just sort of so that we can keep track of all the timelines or the timeframes that we've given to the various people that appear before us, so that we actually ensure that we keep to those timeframes, and that we don't actually forget about those documents having to come our way. Because I think if we don't put pressure on some of these entities or departments, they actually neglect to submit those responses. Thank you.
Accepted.
Seconded.
Honourable members, have we saturated all the things we wanted to discuss? No? Our? Yeah. Then to the next. No program, Dawe. See, Gubile again, Goku. What, ma?
Apologies, member. The second term program, I know it has been postponed in all the meetings, but today I think it's yeah. Because we've already had all these meetings, but I can go through them if our first meeting for this term was on the 19th of August, which was a joint committee meeting with Justice. Mm-hmm. It was coordinated by the Office of the Institute of Support Democracy in the Speaker's Office. Mm-hmm. A committee engaged with CGE, South African Human Rights Commission, and Public Protector on their roles and their mandate. That was the first committee. The second committee...
And that is where we took a decision that we'll be calling each grouping separately, because there were some grey areas we wanted to go over. Honourable members, in your files, is there something pertaining to that, or it's just that one, because we've only had one?
No.
Ma?
September, we had met with the Department of Women on their quarterly report, the first quarterly report for the current financial year 2014-15, and their fourth quarterly report for 2013-14. Same applies to the 9th of September. We met with the CGE on also their quarterly report. Mm-hmm. Today, we had the workshop. Initially, we requested the AG to give us the committee the audit findings of the of all the quotas of the department and the CGE, but they said they cannot give that information up until all the annual reports have been tabled, and they requested this with today's workshop. So we had this. Next week, we were supposed to have a capacity building workshop, but this one has also been postponed with approval of the chairperson. Maybe, Chair, if Kashifa can expand on this one. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. When we looked at the timing for next week, we thought there's a public holiday on the Wednesday, and I think there are other workshops that also happen with various other committees. The intention of the workshop we wanted to have with members is to invite various departments to brief the committee on issues that's relevant to us. So, for example, we'd have the National Planning Commission to talk about the NDP and gender. We'd have
Department of Trade and Industry to look and Economic Development to look at women in the economy. So the intention was to have those key stakeholders brief the committee. But considering that we would have the strategic plan that's updated from our department and an updated budget only around October, we thought it would be best to have a strategic planning and capacity building early in the beginning of next year. That would be a better time than to have a focus with stakeholders now and then come back again in the early of Jan to do strat planning. So we'll combine the two for the beginning of 2015.
Honorable Shebe, bisicelo nje lesi mhlambe mongakangivumela ukuthi mhlambe next week ngingathi uzoba kungenza kube ne holiday
likhona
okay yasithi next of next week mhlambe mangenzeka vele Tuesday sobe sihlalile bengizocela ukuthi ke sibheke inkosi yami udaba lwase lwezingane ezinye esenkingeni lezi engikhala ngokuthi zibhizi zincane zokukhombisa uma sezilokuzile enginawo amanzi ezephoqele ukuthi zingayi esikoleni. Ngiyabonga.
Honorable member.
Okay.
Bengicela sisi. Those who understand Zulu, can you translate to Robinson? And Tolike mntakwethu. Ukuthi azame by all means ukuthi sibe nobasket onamaqanda. Singafaki ama-orange, singafaki okunye. Ngani? Ngoba njengamanje sekuhlukanisiwe. Thina sesiwu-chapter 8 esidila nawo. Manje uzothola ukuthi lokhu okunye kuka social development. Okay ma? Siyachazelana manje ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sihambe ngomgudu o-correct. Kodwa lokho obufuna ukuxoxa, singaxoxa bese ngiyakutshela ukuthi yenze njani. Okay. Honorable Robinson.
Just a quick question, Chairperson. I'm interested in what the Honourable Member asked for, and I would also like to know whether we have any plan for doing oversight visits. Have I missed it somewhere along the line, or have we got an indication that we will be going to do oversight over institutions or other areas within this program or within this year?
Okay, we can answer to that, but we must bear in mind we are going to be having constituencies time. But it will be answered. Okay. What she was trying to say, I was just trying to say to Honourable Member, because of the cut-off of the umbilical cord, we're now actually dealing with women. The other issues around the children, people with disabilities, have now been shifted already to social development. But I then offered that after the meeting, I can actually speak to her, let her have a clear understanding, or I could ask one of our members to have a one-to-one talk so that we start moving in power. Okay. All right.
Chair, I understood that. I simply was asking an additional question about when are we as a committee going to do some oversight work. Is it in the planning?
I did understand that question, and I said it's secondary, and then she will answer that one. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson and members. In this term, there is no, it's next week is just committee week, but the next term, there is a week dedicated for oversight visit. We're busy drafting the program, and much we'll present to the committee, and we'll plan for the oversight visit. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you okay, member? We're not. Zobuse. Sorry? Shush, you'll be eating donuts in Peter Middlesburg. Honorable member, have we now actually completed? Honorable Dirk and the lady next to you, what are you up to? What are you up to? The three of you, the three of you. We're still in a meeting. We're still in a meeting. Says, no, 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 I don't use a shambok, otherwise I'll be taken to court. Can you see how many teachers are being charged? Thanks very much for your cooperation. Till next time. Thank you.
Let me give him this piece.
Yeah.